In the world of sports, there are those who seek that thrill of competition, pushing boundaries and redefining what it means to excel. For Brandy Von Holten, a former competitive martial artist with dreams of Olympic glory, that journey took an unexpected turn towards the art of mounted archery. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Brandy shares more about her journey in the sport and advice for others to get involved in mounted archery.
So I'm Tex almost Mex. I was born like not very far above Mexico, but I'm from South Texas, and then I moved to Arkansas. My parents did like in my eighth grade year. Well, then I got two college degrees from Arkansas, and then I moved to Missouri to try to go to the Olympics. I did competitive martial arts for 23 years, and I tried to go to the Olympics as a heavyweight fighter, and I've been to five countries fighting as a heavyweight. Well, my husband and I bought his Century Farm, and with us doing that, I have basically become a prisoner in paradise, and I had to stop fighting. Well, then we had some mounted archers come over, and the first time I shot from my mule, I scored a bullseye. So I don't want to compete in something that is subjective judging, because I'm the one that hires the judges. So mounted archery found me.
So for someone who's completely new to this concept, can you give a brief explanation of what even horseback mounted archery really is? And it's obviously different from your traditional horseback riding or traditional archery.
Okay, so it's for the crazy people that are looking for something different, okay? Because you eventually, if you're going to end up at the top of this sport, you got to put your reins down and you're running and you're shooting. Okay, so if you have a mental problem or just really want to use your insurance, then come on over to mounted archery. But before that, it's like something that anybody can do. I mean, like, I have mounted archery competitions at our place that are, you're shooting from the ground. So we have people that don't even have horses. Then we do specialty shots from the ground. I do stationary horse archery because somebody can actually hold your horse because it's just so difficult to change your height and not even have your legs. So then we have the walk. Then we got the crazy people that are cantering.
So what are some basic requirements then for someone who's interested in getting started, whether that's terms of skills, equipment, prior experience, things like that?
Okay, so the must-have for this sport is you've got to have the right bow. It's an ambidextrous horse bow, and it doesn't have a shelf. So you've got to get the right bow. Then you've got to have the right glove. So I'm right-handed, but in normal archery, you would put a glove on your right hand, but in mounted archery, you put the glove on your left hand. Then you've got to have the correct fletching on your arrows. It's got to be an actual feather. It can't be rubber. So I was having so much difficulty figuring all this stuff out that I actually wrote a manual for beginners to get into it, and everything can be found at horsemanshipwithbrandy.com. And I've got a manual, I've got an online class to teach, it's a thumb release, I have all of the equipment. It was really difficult for me to find all of that stuff, so I was like, well, when there's a need, then here we are.
Are there specific breeds of horses that are better suited for this, or what characteristics do you even look for?
I just make sure that they're not a nut job, okay? Like, I don't care what they are. I mean, I ride a Missouri Foxtrot or mule that's not gated, okay? And then I have a grade mare. I've done it with a Tennessee Walker, quarter horses all the time. They just can't be, like, stupid hot because you're going to drop your reins. So you make that decision. If you trust them to drop the reins, then they're the right breed.
Can you give a basic overview of, like, the basic training process for someone who wants to learn, from just even learning to shoot the arrows while on horseback to maneuvering the horse effectively and safely, of course?
Okay, so for mounted archery, the first thing you've got to do is realize that the horse is the easiest part in the world of it. It's going to be you learning how to do the skill set because it's a thumb release. You're not pulling that bowstring back with 2 to 3 fingers. Champions are made from the ground, not from the horse is the easy part, okay? The horse is the easy part.
What are some common challenges or things that you've seen beginners encounter when trying to get started in this sport? And what advice do you have for them?
Okay. My biggest advice is if you buy something cheap, you're going to buy it twice. Buy the right equipment and stop looking like you bought your stuff at KFC. Okay. Like, get the right equipment. Like, everybody always wants to be like, oh, I want to try this and get this $60 bow. No, make a commitment. A bow is $300. Get the right equipment because all they're doing is wasting their money and they're not setting themselves up for success. And this sport is so freaking sexy that if you don't like it, you can sell your equipment. Okay. So just don't you buy right, buy once. That's my biggest thing.
And how many people roughly would you say are involved in this sport, or where do you even go and compete? Kind of give me an overview of just the sport in general.
This sport's teeny tiny, and it's ready to flourish in the United States. It was originally East Coast, West Coast. Well, I'm from the Midwest, and we've put in a mounted archery course. I've got an online class equipment. It is ready for the Midwest to take hold and show everybody who we are, because we're used to training. We're used to things being difficult, and this is not an East Coast, West Coast. This Midwest is here.
What are some of your favorite experiences, achievements, or just most memorable moments in this sport?
Okay, so in mounted archery, you have a start and a stop, and you've got to be cantering the whole time. My mule stopped and peed. Okay, and they disqualified me. Okay, so that's like always funny. And then I've been on several magazine covers. Well, since 2014, I've been on 6 magazine covers, but a couple of them for mounted archery. And something funny is, like, I'm a plus size girl. Okay, well, this guy that put me on the cover of a magazine, it only went out to like 530,000 people. Okay, so nothing small, right? Oh my God. Anyways, he wanted the side view of me. Oh my God. So I'm like, bro, what are you doing? You need to have that camera up high and like me looking cute. He took a picture of me from the side. My belly is so big, they had enough room for all the words for all the content of the magazine. So you are being a weirdo, so just, you know, be prepared to be a weirdo. Just be a weirdo. It's okay. It's fun. It's more fun to not be strict.
And then lastly, are there any misconceptions or anything that you get through this sport or anything else that we didn't talk about that you want to add?
Okay, misconceptions. Here we go. I'm 44, okay, and I used to do all that competitive fighting. Well, I'm a dinosaur in that, okay? Mounted archery, the best mounted archers are 50 and 60 years old. So I'm like a baby in this sport, and it's just because the champions are made from the ground. You have so much time to put into this, but it's literally wide open. This sport is wide open for somebody to come into it and dominate it. So get in whenever it's new, win some titles before there's like a whole bunch of people and it's too hard to win anything.
Brandy Von Holten, a mounted archery competitor and instructor from Missouri, along with us. She says her goal is for each of her students to surpass her knowledge base and continue to learn. Because, as she says, the cowboy way of life is a good life. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.